My name is Billy Reeves, and you are very welcome to K-Scope, the post-progressive podcast, a Porcupine Tree live special out on K-Scope, November the 19th, comes Octane Twisted, a double disc live set recorded during the tour that supported The Incident, the band's most recent album, which went top 30 in both the US and the UK. Coming up, we speak to Richard Barbieri and Gavin Harrison from the band. Here then, recorded live in Chicago, is The Incident.
Churches full, it means we've just been had. When the world has gone to seed, you're so detached.
The Incident from Octane Twisted. Gavin and Richard from the band popped into K-Scope, the post-progressive podcast HQ, recently. So I started by asking Gavin which of the tracks had changed the most from the studio version.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think I Drive the Hearse, you know, developed into something quite nice to play live. It's quite a sort of slow, atmospheric track. I always enjoyed playing that one. I don't know, quite a lot of them, you know, as you do when you play live, things sort of morph into something a bit more organic, especially if you, it's really like the first time we all played it together because we didn't record it together. So the more you play it together, the more sort of magic glue happens, I suppose.
But things like I Drive a Hearse and even like the Yellow Windows of the Evening Train, very delicate little pieces that sometimes you think this isn't really going to work in a big hall or something. And I think those did work well, and there was a nice kind of intensity about them.
What about memories of this tour, Gavin? What do you look back on and think, yeah, that was a really, truly great night?
Well, I think, you know, for obvious reasons, the two nights that we played, first Radio City Music Hall and then Royal Albert Hall, were very special for us because we'd never played in such, or at least Porcupine Tree had never played in such beautiful venues and vibey. I personally liked Radio City because it was downtown Manhattan. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a very buzzing kind of place, and just the most amazing stage I think I've ever been on. They'd got, I don't know, like 100-foot LED screen, which we played our videos through. I think it's the biggest screen I've ever seen of that size, and you know, an amazing place, as people will see from the artwork on the CD. A lot of shots we used were from Radio City and Albert Hall, mainly because they were the two most spectacular places that we'd played
steeped
off the tour.
In history as well, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah. Nearly,
what about you, Richard?
Well, nearly every film you see based in New, it goes past Radio City, doesn't it? Just an iconic place, and I guess our Albert Hall is the equivalent. So those, for me as well, were very special. I thought the night we recorded The Incident was great. Chicago's always been a good place for us to play. Crowd's always really enthusiastic there. That was nice because we felt we really put in a good performance. And you know these things. You know, you come off stage and you're quite confident about listening back to the audio. So Chicago was great. I thought Drive a Hearse was brilliant. And for me, any time that the subtleties can be achieved on stage, that's like a great victory.
trying to live with my mistakes. Denial is a better way of getting through another day. Silence is another way of saying what I wanna say.
Fair to say that Porcupine Tree are on hiatus at the moment. What are the plans for the future, Gavin?
Well, we're waiting for a time where we're all ready and enthusiastic, and you know, we're all in line to do the next project. You know, as with all album cycles, you're looking at the best part of 2.5 years, 3 years maybe
to from commit
the start.
To it.
Yeah, from the time you start writing, right the way through to the recording and the mixing and the promotion and then the touring, and when it finally finishes, you know, the last tour was probably a bigger tour than we'd ever done. You don't feel like going straight back in the studio the next day.
Yeah.
Now, we've all got solo projects, and of course Steve's got probably more than anyone else, and you feel like, oh, it'd be nice to do something on my own for a while. Now, we're all busy doing other things that don't all end at the same time and coincide at the same time. So finding the right moment that we all feel like we want to go back, start writing again and commit to the next album cycle, you know, is something we have to be patient about, you know.
So what are you both up to at the moment, Richard? What are you doing?
Apart from sitting there. Talk to me.
I'm writing a lot at the moment. As you know, I did that album with Steve, Steve Hogarth. Once an album's come out and you've promoted it, it's very much that's closed the door on it, you know. So you're then thinking about the next thing. And I'm not particularly prolific, which I don't mind. I've always been that way. And I know when the time is to embark on something. So I'm not at the moment too worried about making another solo album or an album with Steve. I'm more interested in writing as much as I can. Traditionally, this around this time of year, the winter, when it's coming on, this is when I do all my writing.
Right.
I'm very prolific over the months of November, December and January.
Yeah, well, it's cold so outside. Yeah.
I don't know why, it just happens that way. Yeah. I feel more inspired and I get down to work. So I found the best thing is to write music, write varied music, something that I feel inspired about, and then find the home for it. After that, it becomes apparent to me what's right, whether it may be for new Porcupine Tree material, it might be for material with Steve Hogarth, it might be for a solo album. So that's kind of on the what's on the immediate horizon for me.
That's right. Gavin, what about you?
Well, I've been working with this chap called 05 Rick, and we released an album earlier this year. We did a tour this year, and we're planning on doing more touring in Europe next spring. I've actually been quite busy the last couple of years, actually.
Right, and finally then, folks, your favourite track on the album and why?
Favourite track? Well, I tell you what I enjoyed playing, which was, I think we only played about four times, was a song called Dislocated Day, which I hadn't played before. It was from a time before I joined the band. So on the second disc of this CD is a song called Dislocated Day I enjoyed playing.
Stood beside an inlet, a starfish leads a dance. It dreams it is a human and falls into a trance. Dislocated day, I will find a way to make you say the name of your forgiver. My body is wired up to a charge. Chemical imbalance tells me who you are. Insects hide the silence. November brings deep rain between the floats of freezing and yesterday sustained. Dislocated day, I will find a way to make you say the name of your forgiver.
K-Scope album, November the 19th, Octane Twisted, featuring the Incident album live in its entirety, recorded in Chicago, plus a second CD containing four classic Porcupine Tree tracks, also recorded in Chicago, and three highlights from the band's landmark show at London's iconic Royal Albert Hall. You heard there I Drive the Hearse, followed by a classic originally from The Sky Moves Sideways, of course, recorded at the Albert Hall, Dislocated Day. A special edition of Octane Twisted will also be available, which will include a DVD of the Chicago show. kscopemusic.com for details. Before I play out with the final Porcupine Tree track, some notices for you. No Sound are currently working on their new album, due to be released in 2013. Ahead of this release comes At The Pier, a new EP which features three new tracks. Chris Maitland, the ex-Porcupine Tree drummer, is on both, and the EP is out on 26th of November. Gaspacho's Night is in stores from 12th of November. You can get it from kscopemusic.com/store now. It's a deluxe remastered double CD edition of a real gem with a deluxe digibook and a bonus disc featuring huge live versions of Night's opening three tracks recorded in Cologne. And there's some opportunities to see some of our K-Scope friends live shortly. Mothlight, a European tour, details at mothlight.co.uk. Anathema are out and about with the mighty Opeth, anathema.ws for details of that. The Pineapple Thief continue their tour through Holland and France, thepineapplethief.com. And Stephen Wilson, next year, 2013, European and UK tour has just been announced, stephenwilsonhq.com. And of course, all the news on our website, kscopemusic.com. And you can follow us on Twitter, at K-Scope Music. Right then, I'll leave you with this. Porcupine Tree from Octane Twisted. This is Stars Die. See you soon.
Moon shook, curled up like gentle fire. The ocean glazed, and melted wire. Voices buzzed in spiral eyes. Stars dived in blinding skies. Thank you. idle mind.